Amar Rav Nachman, Ha'achim shechalku arein kelekuchas. Brothers that split are considered like they bought it from each other, and therefore the rules of Einah, I hate to use the word trickery, but I can't consider a better word, of misrepresenting the price, I guess that would be the better way of writing it, apply. Pachas mishtos, nikna mekach. If the mistake was less than a sixth, the sale is effective, and nothing has to be done. And I spoke out yesterday at Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rush, why that is true. The Rambam holds because it's mechila. You're automatically meichel less than a shtus, meaning the common person is meichel less than a shtus. That's why, you know, he's meichel, it's too little to make a tumo about it, percentage-wise. The Rush learns it's because it's derech mekach memkar. This is how business works. Nobody gets an exact price. And therefore, it's not like they're meichel. This is the way of business. You don't even need mechila. Now, kamina is if it's also lechatchila. Am I allowed lechatchila to overcharge less than a sixth? According to the Rambam, not. According to the Rush, yes. Viter, we paskin that it's usher. Yes, the Rush does batul mekach. If it's more than a sixth, the sale is batul. The big tumult in the Gemara in Baba Basra, we're not going to get involved in now, where the batul mekach means either side can pull the plug, or only the one that was wronged in price can pull the plug. Meaning, let's say the overcharge was more than a sixth, and the guy who got, quote-unquote, tricked is happy to proceed. But the other guy wants to back out now. But he's the one that overcharged. Does he have a right to back out? Because the sale is butthole. Or do we say it's only butthole if that's the desire of the one who was cheated? Not if the other guy. This is a shaila, it's not for now, just mentioning it. Right. V'shtus, kano machzorino. And exactly a sixth. And by the way, the sixth is a range. It can be the sixth more, it can be a sixth less. Selling something that's worth 5 for 6, selling something that's worth 6 for 7, even though the percentages are different, that's called a sixth. Nikna mekach, the shkana, the kinyan is good. Well, magzorei no, but he has to return the money. Rashi, harein ke lekuchas, kak dinin she lekuchas kotzu beperek hazov. This is the halach of lekuchas and perek hazov, and my mistake, I said baba basra, it's in baba metzia. Dr. Kumar Baito, Amar Rabba. Rabba now says, hada amrit, we're going to learn this gersa, which is Rashi's gersa, Tosfos disagrees, we'll see. Hada amrit, pakas mishtos nikna mekach, that which we say, less than a sixth, the sale is effective. That's if the person did it by himself. He did it by himself, and he got overcharged less than a sixth. He cannot come and claim anything. But if he appointed an agent, understood in every appointment of an agent is that you will work for my benefit, not to mess me up. And therefore, any slight error, it automatically voids the shlichus. It's not that it voids the sale, but there is no shlichus. I asked somebody to go buy something, he overpaid. So he's not my agent. Because included in the appointment of an agent is that you're not going to do anything too detrimental to me. It is detrimental to pay more than the item is worth. Now, if a guy does it himself, so then there's halachas of pakas mishtos. But if he sends a shliach, it's not a shlichus. Because automatically the shlichus is voided by the fact that the guy didn't pay the right price. And therefore, it's not a sale because nobody was authorized to make this sale. It is, but it is only with a clause for my benefit, not for my detriment. That's an automatically understood clause of every shlichus. The Hada Amrit, that which you said, Yaisim Ishtus Batu Mekach, Lo Yamrim Adli Amr Niflik Meshuma De Medina. That's only if you didn't say, we're going to split it up with an evaluation of Bezin. Meaning, they didn't say, we're going to do this in 3 in front of a Bezin. Avil Amr Niflik Meshuma De Medina. If the brothers went to Bezin to get a professional evaluation from Bezin, and then we find out that Bezin made a mistake, Mechrin Kayim, because Makayach Bezin Yafa, means Rava argues in Rav Nachman, who said before that when Bezin makes a mistake, we don't say Makayach Bezin Yafa. Rava says, you say Makayach Bezin Yafa even when Bezin makes a mistake. Nan, Shum Adayanim Shepisru Shlus Ayasiru Shlus Mekrum Batu. They made a mistake of a sixth or more, either less or more. It's Batu. Shem Gamliel Imer Mekrum Kayim. And Rav is Paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Pa'adamar Shlus Kano Machzorina. And that which we say that a mistake of a sixth, it's Kaina, and you just give back the money. But I'm going to know Metalkli. That is only true by Metalklin. Mekarki Eina No Lekakos. By land, the halacha by no does not apply. Stop. Right over here, let's catch up with Rashi, and then we want to talk about this. Rashi, Hachi Gassin of Hod Amr Yasser Ashtus Batal Mekak Le'amad Le'amad Nifuk B'shuba De Medina. Hod Amr Yasser Ashtus Batal L'Chaluka L'Gamri. That which we say, that more than Ashtus, the sale is totally void. By Amr and Elish Le'histu Metchila Li'a Shumas HaNachasim B'Shloisha. They didn't make a condition to do this in front of three people, Shem Bezin. If they said our split will be like Bezin evaluated it, meaning they have it done in front of three, or they say it should have the power of Bezin, so then Rava does not hold like Rav Nachman that says that that law is like the Chacham. It's written by Metalklin. Now, before I answer any questions, Tysus has a problem with Rashi. Because according to Rashi, there are two rules that were said here now that are questionable. Number one, Rashi expanded the machloikas of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel about Koyach Bezin Yafa to even when the mistake is more than a sixth. In the halacha, when they argue, it says, Shuma Dayanim Shepichsu Shtus Ayatsiru Shtus. Doesn't say more than a sixth, it says a sixth. The Gemara, according to Rashi's Gersa, which we have, says even if the mistake is more than a sixth, still Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, Makoyach Bezin Yafa. Right, that's what the Rashi Gemara says, and Rabbi Paskel like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because the Gemara, when Hod Amran that Yasim Mishlus Batul Mekach, Amar Niflug B'Shuma De Beidina, Abu Amar B'Shuma De Beidina Mechren Kayim, even though it was a mistake of more than a sixth. That's what the Gemara said, and the Mishnah and the, what they bring is that Nan is a case of a sixth. Now Rashi is saying that the Mishnah says a sixth, but it means the same as more than a sixth. It means Rashi is not differentiating the amount of mistake. Makayach Bezin Yafa will kick in. Doctor, I'll get to you in a few minutes. Makayach Bezin Yafa is going to work whether it's a mistake of a sixth or more than a sixth. We don't see that in that Mishnah. The way Rashi learns, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's one issue. The second issue is that the Gemara says that which we say by a sixth, you give back the money, is only by metalta, not by karka. How about if the mistake was more than a sixth? By land. Mashma from Rashi, then there would be anah by karka. That's a big chiddush, because the Gemara but Matzia seems to say that even if it's a bigger mistake, we don't say anah by karka. So Rashi says two chiddushim here that, based on his gears in the Gemara, one, that more than a sixth, we still say Makayach Bezin Yafa, according to Shimon Gamliel, and two, that by land, there's no way no if it's a sixth. The inference is that if it's more than a sixth, then there would be a no by land. Because he says, the Gemara says, that which we say by sixth, it works, you give back a no, is by metalta, not by land. The inference is that by land, by sixth, you wouldn't give back the money. How about if it's more than a sixth? The Libertitis switches around the Gersa. And he says that the Gemara is saying that which we say by more than a sixth, it's batul, it's only by metalklin, not by karka. Karka has no ina. And that which we say by a sixth, it works, and you give back the money, is only if it wasn't done in Bezin. But if it wasn't done in Bezin, makayach yafa. So Bezin tries to switch around the Gersa, and by switching around the Gersa, he removes both chidushim. And Tysus brings a shita that says that by land, if you overpay double, then we say it is batul. But the halacha of even more than a sixth, by karka, there's no inah. So it ends up being, it depends on your gairus in the Gemara. we have Rashi's Gersa, so we're going to learn like Rashi. But Taisus takes away both of these Chidushim. He says that the Gemara that says by sixth is saying the Halacha Makreich Beth Yafa, which is limited to a sixth. And the Halacha of Noah and Noah by Karka is even by more than a sixth. That's how Taisus is Gairus. Yes, Doctor.
You never have to tell me that. I mean, I'm glad the way I just leave my hand up because of plastic rigidity. The whole thing that we're dealing here with, based in being able to overvalue or undervalue land, would seem to be an impossibility because of Hefker based in Hefker, that the value of something would seem to be whatever based in says.
You know, we've had this argument for the last 25 years. No. Bezen Pesach doesn't automatically make Hefker Bezen Hefker. They have to institute that rule. They're not instituting that rule here. They're evaluating something by market value. They made a mistake. That is not Hefker Bezen Hefker. Even if Shimon Gamliel does not say it's Hefker Bezen Hefker. Shimon Gamliel just says that the power of Bezen, we can't undermine it. So we have to let it ride. But Hefker Bezen Hefker is only when Bezen exercises that right. You, for the last 25 years, you've been approaching life that you owe money only with the agreement of Bezen. That really Bezen controls everything. It's not true. Bezen has a right to intervene, but you own it because you own it. And Bezen doesn't intervene, it's yours, not because Bezen didn't intervene, but because you own the money. And here it's a mistake. Now, according to Shimon Gamliel, how does the mistake work? We don't want to undermine the power of Bezen, so we let it work because of the power of Bezen, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. But that's only because of Makarech, Bezen, Yafa. If not, he wouldn't use Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. They made a mistake. Why should they take away money from somebody if they made a mistake? Recognize your mistake and say, I made a mistake. If Shimon Gamliel holds, we can't do that to the authority of Bezen.
Yeah, also, I have problems with Pythagoras for the same reason. And it may be that I'm just laboring under a delusion, but by the way, I've only been here for 22 years.
I apologize. Weiter. Dr. Gemara, weiter.
How did you answer Dr. Harris's question?
I didn't hear Dr. Harris say anything today.
He said...
yeah, he did say something, but I remember.
Shaliach, then, even if it's less than a shaliach.
Correct. Because every shlichus has a condition that says, you only work for my benefit. The minute you do anything detrimental, you're not my shliach. It's an understood clause in every shlichus.
But the person himself... less than a shtus means it's not a mistake, right?
No. Less than a shtus is a mistake that's not collectible for one of two reasons. Why should it be Michael here? It's not an agent. It's a condition in agency. He made the agent only if he doesn't do anything wrong. He's not my agent.
Maybe this is considered
nothing wrong. I'm trying to tell you. It is wrong. I hate to use the word wrong. It is detrimental.
Not halachically.
It's not true. It's detrimental halachically, but you suffer the loss. The guy, listen, the item is worth
$6,000.
He paid
$6 also.
Again, it makes no difference. Money is money. But you'll understand it better when the guy paid $6,999 for an item worth $6,000. The item was worth $60,000, and he paid $69,999.99. Now, I understand, by 6 and 7, you don't view that because Baruch Hashem, you have money, and you know that a dollar doesn't make a difference. Especially in today's world, you can get a Laffy Taffy for a dollar. I mean, it's like... But money is money. Yes?
It does bring up the idea that if I were a merchant, I would not want to sell anything to anyone through a shliach. Because that could... That's
correct. 100%. You're a merchant, don't deal with shluchim. because they're going to come back to bite you. 100%. Yes.
Employees considered shluchim?
Who?
Employees in a store.
I don't understand. What do you mean? They make a mistake in the price?
Yeah.
Interesting question. Is a payo considered shliach? I don't know the answer. My leaning is to say not that the payo is stronger than the shliach, but I don't know. I don't know.
I've seen it dealt with because it happens in grocery stores where the line is long. Something doesn't have a price on it.
I didn't say it doesn't happen. I said I don't know that halacha. I still don't know that halacha. The only time we say by land that there's no enough, if the mistake is in price, but if the mistake is in measuring, the muscle, he told the guy you're selling him 600 feet of land, and you only sold him 599 feet of land, then the halacha is it doesn't work. Brothers split up. And they said, you get 600 and I get 600, and one of the brothers only got 599. It's a minor difference. Doesn't make a difference. By measuring, it has to be exact. Price has a variable. Sixth is the variable in price. Whereas measuring is an exact science. And therefore, when you say you're going to give a guy X, it's X. It's not a penny less, not an inch less than X. Anything that has to do with measuring, shebemishkal or weight or shebeminyan or number, which means if I sell you, I'm going to sell you 10 apples. I sell you 9. I can't say, well, it's less than a sixth. Sorry, this is an exact number. 10. Price has a variable of a sixth. Anything that's an exact has to be exact. If not, it's not a sale. So if I tell you I'm going to sell you 10 apples and I sell you 9, it's a non-sale. It's not pshat pankas mishtos. It's not a sale because it's an exact number. The same thing is true by weight. The same thing is true by number. The same thing is true by measurement. It's exact. And therefore, there's no variable allowed. Rashi, if the right word is variable. Rashi. Wasn't measured with a rope. In the bad land and the good land. Elahelim b'dumim, they did it by price. Nathal zebarah k'fidumim, this guy got weaker land worth X amount. Zebayafah k'fidumim, the other guy got better land that amount. Chayzer, she'ein zekishare nos, this is not like any other mistake or deliberate. The kaimelam b'azah pokas mishtus mokal anish, that we say less than the shtus a person's meichu. The hasam ain't kolad them yachal letzamtzim adamim. People can't be exact. There's a variable in price. Avotaya b'midah ta'asu, but a mistake in measurement is a blatant error. La'daita d'ochid le'avid, and nobody agrees to that. It's automatically not a sale. Yes, doctor.
Observation question. The observation is that it sounds like something which is why I like Perek Zav from last 25 years also. The items itself actually have a value, whereas money is only a representative of value. So what are you going to do? The question is, what are you going to do if you're doing business with Rabbi Tarfon, who has a massive number of vineyards or apple orchards, and he sells you the produce, like 10,000 apples, without a machine counting it?
I have no idea. Again, a number has to be exact. What do you do when it's a large number? Hire people to count. Or you can say around 10,000. Nothing in my mind. Now we're getting involved in something else. Before I get involved in the next thing, I think it's a very important thing that I'm going to say now because this is I shouldn't say that. Everything is important. But this is a very famous Tysus Rid, probably one of the more famous Tysus Rids, that wants to know, if I'm learning out Shlichus, why can't I make a Shlich to sit in the Sukkah for me? Why can't I make a Shlich to wear tefillin for me? Why can't I make a Shlich to put on tzitzis for me? Why is that not done by Shlichus? Why can I do a shlichus for kedushin? Why can I do a shlichus for gerushin? Why can I do a shlichus for sales, for shlichus carbon pesach, for separating truma? And I can't make a shliach to wear my tefillin. This is the Taisus Ritz kasha. The Taisus Ritz answers that you can't make a shliach. Well, what he means is very questionable. He says, this is a, I don't want to misquote him. You know, in order not to misquote him, I'm going to take him out to see exactly how he says it. Because it's a very important... I got the wrong receptor. I'm sorry.
Where is it?
Here. It's right over here. That's why I'm speaking it out here. Because this is where the Taisus Ritz is. The Taisus Ritz he asked the question, why don't we say shlichus by tefillin, by tzitzis? Right. The sukkah, where tefillin, the Taisus Ritz says, these are his words, that by gerushin and kedushin, by truma and kachim, you're keeping the mitzvah. The mishaleach is keeping the mitzvah because the shliach is doing the kedushin and the gerushin for the mishaleach. Masha'en kein, by tefillin, or sukkah, or tzitzis, the mitzvah has nothing to do with the mishaleach. Nothing happens to the mishaleach. So therefore you can't say shlichus. To explain him what he means is, I'm sending kedushin. The shliach goes and tells the lady, I'm being Mekadosh you for Reuven, or for Shimon. So Memela Shimon is doing the Kedushin. The action is being done by somebody else, but the Kedushin is going back to the guy. So the Shimon did the mitzvah of Kedushin. Shimon did the Gerushin. Shimon had the Truma separated. Shimon had the Kachim Shechtin. Here, the tefillin is being worn by the Shliach. What in the world is the Meshaleach gaining or doing or having a Shaychus to it? Nothing. He's not wearing the tefillin, and it's not shot like the... he didn't do anything. There's nothing happening to him. By gerushin, he is divorced. By kedushin, he is married. By truma, his grain is separated. By kachim, his animal was shechted. Here, what? Where does the tefillin have anything to do with him? Where does the tzitzis have anything to do with him? Where does the sukkah have anything to do with him? That is the Taisus Ritz shot, that you can't have shlichus when the thing can't has no connection to you. It's an act that has no connection to you.
Well, no, when I made him at the time of the... when I was mona him to be a shliach.
Therefore what? The bottom line is, are you... he puts on tefillin. What does that have to do with you?
How does a Yisachar Zvulun relationship work?
Yisachar Zvulun, that's not shlichus. Not shlichus.
The thing with the gerushin and all that's only because we know shlichus.
Again, but that's where the Torah taught it to me. The Torah taught it to me when it affects you. At the end of the day...
Just like shlichus, if I didn't have an extra, the shilach, the shilach, I wouldn't have known, right?
But the Torah revealed... But the bottom line is, I don't understand you, Rabbi Cohen. Listen to me for a second. Who's divorced?
Because you have the pasuk.
But the bottom line is, after you have the pasuk, who's divorced?
Yeah, the mishaleach.
Okay,
yeah.
Who wore tefillin?
According to this, who wore tefillin?
Who wore tefillin? But why? What gain is? Where is the practical difference for the mishaleach? What difference did he have in his life because the shliach wore tefillin?
After we know there's some kamoso. It's
again, we're just saying it.
We're saying.
No, we're saying a big deal difference.
It's only after we have the fact, so everything's the same.
Again, the Torah revealed to me shlichus by something that the Meshaleach is affected by it.
He's right. I get this guy's filling, and he's putting it on. Is it affecting me? For
how's it affecting you? How's it affecting you practically?
Practically? I'm from the other ashram. I don't know.
I know, right. But yeah, that's not practical. That's not practical.
You know what? In this world, I'll get benefit for it.
It's not practically.
What am I getting
scarred in this world? No, nothing with scar. By Gerushin, the guy's divorced. By Kedushin, he is married. By Tulin, he's what? So the Tzitz asks, that he's bothered with the Tzitz read, because the Gemara wants to say that maybe we should say there's a shlichus for Aveira. And if I send somebody to do Aveira, the guy who sent him should be obligated. Even though there's no practical effect back to the guy who did the Aveira, it's an action, just like Tzolin is an action. And we need Xeris HaKosov to tell us that there's no shlichus by Aveira. Mashma, that the concept of shlichus would work. So why doesn't it work by Tzolin? So the Tzitz rejects or asks on the Tzitz's read, how can you tell me that's the difference, that there should be no Havamina, that shlichus would by Aveira? Because there's no practical nafkamina in the life of the guy who sent it. It's just that he sends a guy, let's say there would be shlichus with Dvaravera. I would say a guy, go be Michal Shabbos. He's Michal Shabbos. Does it have anything to do with me? Go eat treif. Does it have anything to do with me? No. So yet the Gemara has a havamina we would say shlichus. We don't. But that's a riot that can't be the difference. So therefore the Tzitz says, hold 1 second. Therefore the Tzitz says, The Nafkamina is that there's two parts to Tzolon, he says. Enochinami, the guy that puts on Tzolon is like you put on Tzolon. But part of the mitzvah of Tzolon is that you should have Tzolon on your hand. It's not your hand. There's two parts to Tzolon. Put on Tzolon on your hand. Your shlichus can say his action of putting on Tzolon is like you put on Tzolon. You put it on his hand. It can't make his hand your hand. It can make the action of putting on tefillin as if you did it. But it can't make the fact that he's wearing, that you wore tefillin. Your hand had no tefillin on it. You can ask a guy to do an act for you, and shlichus can work as if you did the act. But if there's a second part, that the tefillin be on you, that the tzitzis be on you, that your body be in a sukkah, he's sitting in the sukkah, is your action. But your body's not in the sukkah. And part of the mitzvah of sukkah is that your body be in the sukkah. That he can't accomplish. That's the tzitzis pshat and why shlichus doesn't work on certain things. Again, I just thought it was an interesting thing to point out, so I usually don't do these things, but I thought over here I would do it.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
So how does Arvos come into the picture? If I make Kiddush, I'm lucky somebody else. So how
is it not shlichus? Arvus is that I have a mitzvah to make sure you do mitzvahs.
So why can't I be mozi somebody wearing their tefillin? Because of what the Tzitz says?
Not on your hand. Well, if you learn like the Tzitz read, it's because there's no practical difference to me. Arvus is not working because I'm his agent. It has nothing to do with agency. I'm not his agent. He's Yaitze Kiddush with Shemei Kaina. That's a special halacha. The listening to Kiddush is like saying Kiddush.
What do you mean?
Rabbi, could I bring some, can I appoint a shaliach to bring Bikurim for me?
Yes.
Well,
because
I have to say something.
Your food ended up there. Correct.
But I have to say something. When I go there, I have to
say
something.
There's two mitzvahs in Bikurim, so, two separate mitzvahs.
Right. Right,
one
that's
to bring the Bikurim, one to read the Bikurim. He cannot read.
Right. So I haven't fulfilled it just with the Shaliach alone.
You fulfilled half of it, not the other half.
Right, it's just like the fill-in then.
Except by Tzolon you get no schar, because by Bikurim your fruit made it there.
Right.
Here, nothing happened because the Tzolon was on his hand. Now, did I ask you the question?
I'm not sure I had
the Ketzolot answer. It's saying, shlichus means you did the act, but certain mitzvahs is not enough to do an act. Your body has to be involved. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin on your hand. He can put on tefillin as if you put on tefillin, but it's not your hand. He can't substitute his hand for your hand. The Torah wants tefillin on your hand.
That's just called the mitzvah
shebagufa.
That's how I always hear this.
That's how the tzai doesn't use that term, but if you want to use that term, you can. Because pasta's mitzvah shebagufa doesn't necessarily mean this, but I'm not going to get involved in that. But you're right. If that's your interpretation of mitzvah shebagufa, that's what the tzai has said. Tzitzis, not just to put on tzitzis, the tzitzis has to be on your body. He can put it on for you, but it has to be your body. His body is not your body. Your body has to be in a sukkah. He can set for you, but he can't put your body in the sukkah. That's the tzitzis pshat. The action is your action, but in certain mitzvahs, action is not enough. Lulav, he can shake, but your hands have to shake. I'm just saying how the tzitzis learns. That's his pshat. Yes. I thought I saw a question. Yes.
Number one, thank you for saying the stuff that's written. Number two, would you mind saying it over, summarizing it again, please?
Tysus Ritt says, Shlichus only works when you're practically affected by what happened. He's divorced, the guy is divorced. There's an act of divorce, and also, who's divorced? The guy who sent him. He's practically affected. He's married. His grain is, the truma is separated. The kachim is shechted. by tefillin, what is he affected?
And the difference between and the emendation of the ketzos.
I don't know what emendation is, but if it's his question. His question is that the Gemara says that we had a havamina that can be a shlichus for a maisa avera, even though there's no practical effect, and yet the Gemara said shlichus could work.
Entertain the thought
of life. Yeah. And a good place to read, there should be no entertainment of that because the action doesn't affect anything. Yeah, don't think of my bite. I'm sorry, usually I don't do this, but I thought it was important.
Very good.
V'haditnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah. Hachaleiches abeir bi'acher shaytiv glutton. Somebody who sends a fire with the hands of a cheresh shaytiv glutton, meaning, he lets a cheresh shaytiv glutton, he gives the either the coal, we'll go like the Man Yamed, it says he gives, I wonder if Rashi picks sides here. He does not. The Machlokes HaMeroim, exactly what he gave the cheresh shaytiv glutton. But the cheresh shaytiv glutton had to finish the job. Let's say he gave them a coal. And the cheresh shaytiv glutton went and blew up the coal, made it into a flame. So Potem Adina Yadam, he didn't make the fire. The Chayav Adina Shemayim, because he caused the fire. What Chayav Adina Shemayim means is the Machlokes. Rashi in Masechtas Gittin says, the Chayav Adina Shemayim means upstairs, they classify him as a Rasha. Down here, we can't make him pay. Upstairs, he's a Rasha. Rashi elsewhere says that if he wants to get off the hook, he should pay. Chayav Adina Shemayim means highly recommended that he pay. We're not going to make him pay, but if he wants to know what's good for his soul, he should pay. Sorry. Shilach bi'at pikach, if you send it in the hands of a regular person, pikeya chayev, then that person's chayev. Amai, name is shlucha shalom k'maisai. You told the guy, do me a favor, burn down Shimon's house. Thank you very much. Burn down Shimon's house. He went and burned down Shimon's house. He was your agent. Why don't we say agency? This is the raya that Tzitz brings. Because nothing happens to the guy who sent them, and yet the Gemara has a question which would say shlichus. And for the Gemara, shayni hasam, the ein shlich l'dvar avera. Taminan, divrei harav, divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishayman. I'm going to explain it simply. There's two explanations here, but let's explain it simply. A person who appoints a shliach to do an avera because he is not a good shlichus. Simply put, because I never thought he would listen to me. Hashem told him not to burn down the guy's house. I told him to burn down the guy's house. Who should he listen to? Me or Hashem? He should listen to Hashem. So therefore, it's not a really appointment of agency. There was no, I didn't think that he would listen to me. Why would I think he listens to me? Hashem told him not to do it. Hashem is bigger than I am, and he should have listened to Hashem. So I never, even though I asked him to do it, didn't expect him to do it.
So what if you have a guy who's driving?
One second. That's one explanation. According to that explanation, what if the guy doesn't keep anything in Tyro? He's an arsonist. He loves to burn down houses. Hashem's command means doesn't mean much to him. Then you would say, yes, Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Because I thought he wouldn't listen to me. He's been burning down houses as a living. That's what he does for a living. So now there's no reason I should think he's not going to do it. That's the way the Sma Paskins, that a mummer, we don't say, ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. There's no reason to think he's going to listen to Hashem. And therefore we say, yes, Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Others learn that since the Torah never set Shlichos by an Aveira, the Torah doesn't want agency by an Aveira. The Torah wants the person to listen to Hashem. Therefore, the Torah never empowers agency by an Aveira. Why not? Because the Torah wants you to listen to Hashem. So it's like Divrei Rav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishayman is to explain why the Torah never made the institution called agency by an Aveira. Not because he won't listen to me, because he's a frum yid and doesn't do averis, but because the Torah wants him not to listen to me. Therefore, the Torah said, don't allow for the institution of agency. Therefore, whether he's a mummer or not a mummer, whether he's an arsonist that burns down houses for a living, that's between him and the Rabbi Nishleilim, but there's no power of agency because the Torah doesn't want you to go against the Rabbi Nishleilim's will. Two ways of understanding Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud. Now, Kamina would be b'shagig. Let's say the guy didn't know it was prohibited. You asked him to do something that's an Aveira, and he had no idea that it was prohibited. So he can't say on him Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayman. He didn't know. But if you learn that the Torah doesn't want agency by an Aveira, it's agency by an Aveira. So you have a Machlekes Mishayim, whether by Shagig you say Divrei Rav or not. This is the Machlekes. Is this a logical thing that you don't expect him to listen, but if you thought he would listen, then it is an agency? Or is it the reasoning of why the Torah wouldn't say Shlichus by an Aveira? We don't want him to do something wrong. And therefore, the Torah never allowed for the institution called agency to kick in. This is the Machlekes Rishayim, and it's the Machlekes Achrayim as well.
Rabbi, how does that Machlekes apply if the agent doesn't know? He knows what he's doing. He knows it would be wrong, but he's given bad information. In other words, go burn down my field. Here's $5. It's not his field. It's his neighbor's field. The shliach burns it down for $5.
According to the sheet that says that if he doesn't know there is shlichus, so then Enoch Inami, the guy that sent him, would have to pay for the field. Because he can't say, I didn't think he would not listen to me. Why wouldn't he think? He told him it's my field. However, according to the one that explains it, that the Torah did not empower agency when it's a wrong act. Because the Torah doesn't want people doing wrong acts. So the Torah
doesn't know
power agency in that case. So the Torah doesn't allow for agency to work when it's in essence wrong, whether he knows it's wrong or whether he doesn't know it's wrong.
Whether he knows it or not. Okay.
But, I'm sorry?
So nobody pays for
the
burn.
The shliach pays. He burned down the field.
He had the wrong information on
it. Again, what happens if a guy did something wrong b'shagig? He damaged somebody b'shagig.
Is this a shogeg case?
He doesn't know it's a shogeg, no?
So he's chayev.
Yeah.
And the Baal doesn't have to pay him?
Nothing. He's not my agent. Depends. If you learn like the first way we explained, I don't expect him to listen to me. In this case, I did expect him to listen to me. If you learn the second way we explained it, there is no agency by Aveira. Two ways to understand it. Not my two ways. Machlekes Rishayim and Machlekes Achrayim.
Why by a Shaita is different?
Shaita is not a Bardas.
So this person who does not know whose field it is.
He's still a badass.
Even though he had the wrong experience.
Again, what if a guy damaged b'shogeg? Why is he different than a shaita?
Because when I think about a shogeg, the first thing I think of is that he did a mistake all by himself.
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Name is Shlucha Shalatim Kamei. Say Yisrael Shlokhoi, but Loi HaShliach. Let the guy who sent him be Chayev, not the guy who's the Shliach. Ein Shliach Choshev L'Dvar Avera. Choshev Shliach L'Dvar Avera. She is Chayev Shlokhoi. Ela Harihu Ka'etze Me'elof. He's like he did it on his own. Now, again, two ways of understanding it. Dr. Gemara Weiter. If that is true, we got a problem. If you're telling me that that's the rule, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, we have a problem. And that is, let me explain. There's a halacha called Me'ila. If a guy, by mistake, uses Hegdish, has pleasure from Hegdish, he has to pay the principal plus 25% plus bring a carbon asham. That's the halacha. It's called Me'ila be'Hegdish. What if a guy told his shliach...
That's only by mistake?
Only by mistake.
Is it
the Meizid? The Meizid is Chayim Mitzvah Shemayim. Me'ila that we talk about is by mistake. So Reuven asked the shliach to go be mayo. He didn't tell him to be mayo. He said, can you do me a favor? Can you get me something from that window over there? And meanwhile, it was a hegdish thing. The agent went and got something from the window, right? He got something from the window, and he brought it back. Look, nobody knew it was Hegdish. Right. Nobody knew it was Hegdish. So, the halacha is, the Meshaleach is Mayo. Why? He asked him, do me a favor. There's a cup over there. Can you bring it to me? Bring me a drink of water in that cup? Or... bring me, whatever he asked him to do. He asked him to do an act that would be Me'ila. We blame the guy who sent him. That's the halacha. I ain't shliach l'dvar avera. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Taisa asked right away, it's a shagig there. Nobody knows it's Hegdish. So why, by shagig, remember we said according to some that by shagig we say yes shliach l'dvar avera. So Fractitis, Titus agrees that by Shagig Yeshli Chudvar Avera. Fractitis, what's the kasha from Me'ila? There, nobody knew it was Hegdish.
You see that halacha is that the shliach is putter and the bach?
The guy who sent it is Chayev, correct.
For some reason I thought it was the other way around.
Well, that's what the halacha is. No offense, but that's the halacha. Fractitis, what's the kasha from there? There at Shagig. So Taisa says that even if the shliach did it b'mezid, the balabayas is still mayo. Meaning, the balabayas asked him to do it. The shliach knew it was wrong, did it anyway. The balabayas is mayo. Because he did me'ila, and we say, yes, shliach would drive era. And there you can't say shagig, because the shliach knew. So let's read it inside. V'tanya, shliach shloi asa shluchusoi, shliach mol. If the shliach did it on his own, meaning I asked him to get something and he got something else, then he wasn't my agent. So he's my own. Asa shluchusoi, balabayas mol. But if he carried out his shlichus, then the balabayas is my own. Question is, ki asa shluchusoi the balabayas, balabayas mi mol. But if he does the shlichus of the balabayas, we say the balabayas is my own. Amai, name ain't shlichus v'avera. What happened to the rule of Eishliach Levi Avera? And for the Gemara, Shaini Me'ila, the Yolfa Chet Chet Metruma. Me'ila is an exception. It's a Xeris Shava from Truma to tell me just like by Truma the Shlichas, by Me'ila the Shlichas, even though it's an Avera. Ma Truma Mashvi Shliach, Af Me'ila Mashvi Shliach. So it's a Xeris Akasav. It's the exception to the rule. Now, obviously, the next Gemara's question is going to be, how do you know it's the exception? Maybe it's the rule. We'll worry about that later. But at this point, the Gemara is answering, Me'ila is exception. You're right. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Me'ila is a special gzera shava from Truma to tell me that there is that yes shliach l'dvar avera by me'ila only. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, shliach shliach shluchus. I got a hegdish koi. It's talking about hegdish. So I asked him what's hegdish. The guy had money. The talk service ain't shachulin. And he thought it was his own money. A masur l'shliach l'kib b'mcholik. He gave him money. He said, buy me a shirt. The Kanabam Talis, and he went and bought a coat. Shliach Mo, Bluya Shokai. Shibatav Zayn Shluchai never asked him to buy this item. Aval Amasa Shluchusa Balabayas Mo, well, made you carbon meal, and the owner has to bring the carbon. What happened to Shliach Ledvar Vera? Chait Chait Mitruma, Ledroiv Dvarim Ilamuda Mitruma. From many things, we learn out Mila from Truma. Mesechtes Mila. Sivaka Vachata Mishgoga Mikachi Hashem says the word. The Chata Vishgaga from the Kach Hashem. Uksib Betruma Ba'ichlu B'Shaygig V'Yisrael of Chait. So there's a Gzereshava, Chait, Chait. Mashvi Shliach L'Rumasa. You make a Shliach to separate Truma. So what we've learned so far is, the rule is, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Me'ila is an exception. We learn now from Truma that it's an exception. That even though normally Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, by Me'ila the Torah did say Yes Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Frank the Gemara, the nail of Mina. Why don't we say Me'ila is a trendsetter? Why don't we say that Me'ila is where the Torah revealed to me that by all Averis there's Shlichus? Who told you Me'ila is the exception? Maybe Me'ila is the rule. Once the Torah told me that Me'ila is Shlichus, so maybe all Averis have Shlichus. And for the Gemara. Truma to Me'ila. And once we know Me'ila, that's the rule.
Is true. I need Truma to teach me. What's Truma teaching me?
Not teaching me anything. The Torah said there's shlichus by Truma. Atam gam atam.
Well, really, we learn, I thought Truma, you learn out from...
You could, but you see shlichus there. You don't need it, but you see shlichus there.
I thought you learned Truma from...
You could, but
that's
the Torah.
That's how we got to. That's what we did at the end in Laskana.
Again, but then the Gemara said, "What do we need Gamatam for?"
The Rabbos, it says other things we can do.
But it's talking about the agent. The Torah had to tell me Gamatam to limit agency to a yid to.
Right.
Okay, but Lamaitz it says agency. I don't need it to teach me agency, but the Torah did write agency by Truma. It wrote it for a different purpose, but it wrote agency by Truma.
Okay, so I know agency from Truma. Now I'm going to take that and...
And I have Xavier Shabbat that applies it to Me'ila.
Now there's agency by Anavera? By Anavera or by Me'ila?
But Me'ila is Anavera.
Okay, so good, so... By Truma, if I tell someone to steal Truma...
No, Truma's not an Avera. What are you bringing Truma
to?
No,
if I do an Avera with using Truma, is that going to be...
I have no idea what you're talking about. The Torah is talking about separating Truma. It's not talking about an Avera.
You can't be better than the... Father.
Not better, it's Xavier Shabbat.
You can't be better than the father. The father is the Truma.
Yeah.
Truma is the father.
Yes.
Okay? So meaning, by Truma, it only helps Shlichus for Dabar.
There's no Avera by Truma.
Well, it could be Avera by Truma.
Not in separating Truma, no it's not.
Yeah, if it's someone else's Truma.
Then you're not separating it. It's not yours.
I'm separating it, but it's not mine. That's all. It doesn't work.
So it's not an Avera, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't.
Not because H. Lichlitz are very, because it's not yours. It's like me selling your table. I don't need H. Lichlitz are very that I can't sell your table. I can't sell your table because it's not mine. I'm donating $1,000 of your money. It's meaningless. Nothing to do with H. Lichlitz are very.
Okay, so all we're getting from there is that there's shlichus, and then from Me'ila, it's shlichus.
Come back. Then you'll meet Shem tomorrow.